Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, coming to you from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. I have to think, where am I?
Today, Jill.
Never mind. I'm looking straight out a window staring at a big cactus. But every now and then you forget, and these old habits, you just have them.
Well, we've been saying sunny Southern California for about
a long time.
At least 2 years.
Wait a minute. You know what's funny? We started this in Arizona.
I think so,
I wonder what I used to say back then. But now we're here, and that's funny. Went to Southern California, and now we're back. So, okay.
Today, Jill and I talk about boondocking on your land. What the heck is boondocking? It's when somebody that you don't know at all is driving their RV around because their employer lets them use their laptop to work anywhere they'd like now. Not lets them, but he's forced to because of the COVID or whatever du jour problem there is. And he's on your land. Is that good or bad? Or can you do it if you have an RV on other people's land? We'll talk about that in a second. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
And if you're a member of Land Academy, by the way, you can also catch up with us on Discord. James wrote, hello, in Texas, realtor.com does not have data on rural counties. Steve mentioned that this should not exclude you from going after rural land. Anyone have a manual way to pull data in the red, yellow, green test and figure out which rural county is best? Assuming that days on market is the most important indicator, pulls data on all property types, including housing, which may skew results for land. Also, Texas land seems more expensive, like $9,000 an acre retail, than most of the $2,000 to $3,000 retail deals that you have here around in Land Academy. Does it matter as long as the land is retail for the price on the various websites such as Redfin, Zillow, Realtor, etc.? Take it away.
Well, this is the third or fourth time I've answered this, and I think at least two times, maybe three times, from the same person.
Oh.
There is no equation, and if you figure, like in math in high school or college, where you figure it out and you've got it and that's it. Every single county's different. The states are different. You have to feel your way through this and figure it out. And data is readily available for certain product types like houses in certain areas like urban areas. When you get out into rural areas and you start changing product types like land, like we all buy and sell, you're gonna get a different result, especially in Texas. Texas is famous for not reporting a completed sale and everything that surrounds it, including, and most importantly, price. So yeah, you're gonna have a tough time completing an OCD complete I'm gonna write this down. Red, yellow, green test. This topic comes up a lot for new people, and I'm trying to drive this point home.
There's no secret. We're not holding you back. We're not holding back.
Yeah.
There's a special way.
The reason that some people do extremely well with this, us included, is because we have an open mind when we go into a data set and we say, it's not complete. I'm going to have to fill in some gaps here. I'm going to have to guess over here. I'm going to have to take the data that I have, and which is could be 50% incomplete, look around surrounding counties, look at housing data, call the 7-Eleven clerk. I'm not sure what you need to do actually to get a comprehensive data set to get you to the point where you're comfortable mailing it. And maybe you're not that person. Maybe your OCD or whatever it is that's stopping you from being creative with this and filling in the gaps where they don't exist. Maybe you just can't do it. I don't know. Okay. This reminds me of Jurassic Park when they pulled the DNA out of a dinosaur bone, and it was incomplete. The helix was not complete. So they used frog data and lizard data, and it worked in the beginning, but at the end, remember?
This is hilarious. The secret one that they added in, yes. in the Jurassic yes. World.
Yeah, the last one.
That we didn't find out till later what was added in Jurassic World. That's hilarious. It's a raptor.
Yeah. So
FYI.
So if the question is, what the hell do you do? Which I think it is, because I can hear how frustrated James is here.
I know. I have two ideas. One, you're going to spend the time and figure it out. And you know what, James? Maybe it's going to take you a week. And if you want to share what you come up with other people, great. If you don't, that's fine too. But you're going to find a way to price it, because we all do. You're going to come up with something that makes sense. It's not going to be perfect. The other thing is, go somewhere where it is perfect. Yeah. I hate to say it, if it's really going to drive you that nutty, then move on. There's so many other places that you could be doing this very close, like, I don't know, Oklahoma. Look around there.
It'll shock you. You'll be shocked if you go to, like, Dallas County, look up all the available properties or the completed sales on properties, if you can get the data, for land. And there's going to be hundreds and hundreds. In LA County, there's thousands of pieces of property for sale that are, you know, all over the place that you can get data on. So you just might be an urban land person.
I think Dallas is in Tarrant County.
Oh, sorry.
Is there I don't think there's a Dallas County. Tarrant County.
I don't know Texas like you do, so.
It's okay. It's cool.
Today's topic, boondocking on your land. This is the meat of the show.
You just got me thinking. I'm like, there could be somewhere. I don't know. Cool.
Boondocking is when somebody in an RV, could be you, drives around some rural dirt road somewhere and sees a spot and says, wow, that's flat and nice and the sun's going to set and it's great. I'm just going to park my RV there. Somebody sent me this article. That's why I'm doing this episode.
Oh, I was wondering.
My initial thought was, this is America.
And, good for them.
And God made shotgun shells for a reason.
Oh.
I couldn't be more wrong. So it's not a good idea on private land, but, you know, it's worthwhile talking about. There's different types of boondocking. The one we're talking about is you just park your, it's not an RV park. You can, shockingly, and it's really worth looking up, especially if you're an RVer. You can there are hard rules in your favor about pulling over on, especially on like Bureau of Land Management property. Mm-hmm. You can stay there for like 30 days. The states, Arizona specifically, has some amazing laws about just pulling over.
Not even like I was tired. I was tired for 30 days.
But then you have to move it.
Okay.
You know, there's certain rules. Okay. So is boondocking on your land okay? Privately owned land? Heck no, it's not.
This is a new, I think I saw this as a new HGTV show or something, or Discovery Plus. Oh, not kidding, like a boondocking show. Because with COVID, so many people are getting out and doing this.
You know, of course, Walmart and companies like that have long, so as a marketing tool, mm-hmm. have said you can park overnight for free in Walmart.
Mm-hmm. I do know, like, here's my experience is dealing with most cities and counties have rules about how long you can park somewhere there.
Right.
And I think the most of them, it's intended for, hey, you can have an RV up to 6 months, 1 year, something like that. And it's intended to be temporary while you're building, kind of a thing. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that was my take on why they had a time limit on it. What's funny is, if you read the rules, if you really read the rules, in a lot of counties, it'll say at a time. So it's like you could really kind of go there for 6 months, leave for the weekend, come back, and be there for 6 months.
Yeah,
at a time.
And I think that if that's what the rules are and you're complying with it, I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a property, two counties that Joe and I are buying a ton of property in, and they explicitly say you cannot have an RV on the property for more than a week.
Mm-hmm.
But they encourage mobile home development. Seriously encourage it.
Isn't that funny? There's so many different things.
Logic doesn't apply.
No.
When I started down the path of researching boondocking, I didn't think I would find anything that was pro pull your RV over and stay for a while.
But what did you, you found a lot more than you thought.
The Bureau of Land Management has real specific rules in favor
by
of
state?
Having you do this. No, that's BLM, federal.
Okay, good.
I only looked at a couple of southwestern states, and then both of them were encouraging it.
This is good.
Yeah. I mean, you can't knock over cactus while you're doing it, and they have some rules about it, but they're all like really workable rules. Like, please don't set a forest fire or open flame and all that. Which are, to everybody's benefit.
This sounds to me like at the end, you're going to tell me to pack my bags.
There would have been a time recently, right around, let's say, April and May of 2020, I would have said,
yeah,
maybe we can do this.
I kind of wish we had.
On the top of a sports car.
Man, Don't you wish we had?
No.
Good.
We developed, but here's what Jill and I did while we were staring at each other during COVID. We developed, I think, at least 2, maybe 4 new products for Land Academy. How many properties?
But we could have done that on the road. All the stuff we could do on the road. So, all right.
Yeah, with this 17-year-old.
Well, there is that.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's... Well, again, we could do it on the road because he wasn't in school at the time, but we won't go there. We would have killed each other.
Yep.
Or him.
Or been eaten by our child.
It's true. That could have happened. That's awesome. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called How to Develop the Skills I'm Missing to Have a Successful Company. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This should be an interesting topic to talk about. It was fueled by a question that we took in the accountability group this week.
I loved it. I loved it because what happened was it was going down the path of, okay, I've heard you talk before and you talked about how successful people were coming into this that have had prior businesses. Well, what's that all about? And we explained it. And then he said, well, okay, that's great. Now, how do I develop those skills if I don't have them? And this was really interesting. We both had the same answer, and I'll share it with you tomorrow. If you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood overlays, check out neighborscoop.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.